T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Wake Up Call, in case you missed it.
This is an interesting story. So Chris Brown announced on Wednesday that he is going to throw a yard sale at his mansion. I think he had it on Thursday, so yesterday. So he actually went on his Instagram, put out his actual address of where he lives in Los Angeles to his mansion, so fans could come by his house and pick out specifically marked down high-end designer items. No one really knows why Chris Brown did this, but he had hundreds of people show up to his house yesterday wanting to go in. He went into, okay, it's a gated mansion. They went into his mansion, into his house.
Inside of his house?
Yes, went through his closets.
What?
And were able to pick out anything that was deemed available for his, I guess what they called a yard sale.
Who was running the yard? Chris Brown clearly wasn't there.
Sitting in a lawn chair with a cooler next to him.
He's not the
one. How much for this?
Oh, that was my grandmother's. I'm very attached to that.
Come on, I only got a 10.
Lots of Chris Brown's people were there, I guess, to kind of facilitate it. Now, here is the issue. The day before, on Wednesday, LAPD went to Chris Brown's house and said, "We heard you're going to have a yard sale. Not going to happen."
Why?
They said that you need a permit in Los Angeles to have a yard sale, which is not true.
Oh.
So a police officer lied to Chris Brown?
Multiple police officers.
Listen, I don't like to defend Chris Brown, but I isn't that illegal when a cop lies to you about a law?
Now, when Chris's people tried to call out the police were like, no, we didn't say that. The building and safety people said that. And then the building and safety people of Los Angeles, of whatever this commission is, was like, we don't hand out permits. That's not our thing.
I mean,
especially for yard sales.
I hate saying this, but that actually sounds like somebody should be investigating that. If multiple police officers were lying to Chris Brown about that.
Everything Chris did was perfectly legal. He did not.
Of course.
That's a first.
It's a yard sale. I mean, yeah, it's a yard sale on a massive scale. I'm looking at the pictures. I mean, maybe they didn't let people take pictures inside.
Right.
That part of it is not very yard sale-y. That is much more estate sale-y. So I don't understand.
Much more of an estate sale.
I don't really understand the come into my house and rummage through my stuff thing.
I mean, this article, one woman claimed to have gotten more than she expected when she found a hoodie with a pocket full of marijuana.
Wow.
That's funny. That's kind of what you'd expect from Chris Brown, right?
Right,
you're like, oh, here's this really nice hoodie and there's weed in the pocket.
I mean, I don't like Chris Brown as a person.
Right.
I do not. But this is kind of awesome.
It is awesome, but it... You know how we talk about sometimes how if certain celebrities do something, it's great. And if other celebrities do something, we start wondering, hey, is everything okay?
Right. This is definitely in the is everything okay.
That is how I feel too.
Because it's Chris Brown.
Well,
if Brad Pitt did this, I'd be like, oh, that's nice. Here's my only complaint. I wish that the money went to charity.
Well, ABC News did say that Chris Brown plans to donate a portion of the proceeds to nonprofits that he supports.
Okay.
That could be $1.
Right? Okay, but it also could be more than that.
It could be. I mean, I'm watching a YouTube video that Katie has up on her screen, and it looks like not only was it cool like to go through celebrity stuff, but it showed people like paying $60 for like $500 jackets.
Yeah, like a leather jacket, a cool one.
And this is the part that I love the most. it seemed like it was without incident.
Right. Yeah.
Everybody behaved themselves.
I'm sure he had security. I mean, people
were
going.
Of course. Yeah. I'm talking about the people who went. Everybody seemed to be kind of cool with everything.
Oh, God. This is my wildest dream, you guys.
What celebrity would you want to go through their stuff and buy?
Oh, my God. And buy?
And buy.
Probably Lady Gaga.
Really?
Because you're just going, it seems like every drawer you opened or door, you couldn't even imagine what's on the other side of it.
But it seems like you're going to go through a store that's got interesting stuff, but you know you're never going to use any of it.
Okay, changed my mind. Adele.
Okay, there you go.
Because I do feel like we're much closer to size mm-hmm. in clothes. Mm-hmm. So I could actually walk away with some stuff I could actually wear.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel like the nosy one in me would want somebody whose house is going to provide me something that is surprising and spectacular. Like weed in the pocket of a hoodie.
Yeah.
I like the you never know aspect of it.
Who? What about you?
Probably a baseball player.
Of course.
Because there's probably some cool like memorabilia stuff.
Like
that,
Posey or like somebody from old school?
I don't know. Buster Posey would be cool.
Yeah?
I think so.
Okay.
Maybe even Brian Wilson, who used to play for the Giants back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
The beard. Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. I think it would be like, because it would be cool to go through somebody like George Clooney's stuff. But George Clooney has a style that I don't.
Yeah. I mean, it wouldn't be Weird Al.
I mean, Weird Al would be really cool. But I'm not sure Weird Al would have stuff that I would be fascinated with.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe he would. I don't know. I mean, I follow Weird Al's entire family on Instagram, his wife and his daughter, and they are painfully normal people.
Hmm.
So I think it would be somebody in between Lady Gaga and in between Weird Al.
Okay.
But not George Clooney, because that's not my jam. I love him. He's the best person on the planet.
Okay.
But I'm not going to wear an Armani suit. That's not me.
Not even if George was in it?
What
if
George is not my size.
What if you could buy some of his sheets?
Oh, now we're talking. Oh, I'd never wash them and bury my face in them.
Oh, I feel wish I hadn't asked.
Oh, man. Guys, you have to leave the room for a second.
Oh, my God.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.